as a direct result of the violence in Syria, we are seeing about 1 million children being at a risk of missing out to be vaccinated. We have a vaccination campaign taking place right now in parts of Syria, and the violence and the bombardment is jeopardizing these efforts, really, of the vaccinators. And this is why we basically called yesterday for a significant reduction in the levels of violence in Syria, so that the vaccinators are allowed to do their work and vaccinate the kids.
Okay, so let's go to one particular place, Idlib, where you're saying that you're seeing increasing violence, as you mentioned there.
Correct. Idlib, in the past few days, really, has seen quite a lot of violence, including attacks on ambulances, but also health facilities. In one day alone, there were reports that at least 50 people were killed, including 7 children. So it has been a very, very tough few days for the people of Idlib, and this is precisely why the vaccination campaign in Idlib itself was put to a temporary halt, because of the fear for the vaccinators themselves, but also for the children and their families. And this is a huge concern, really, because we are worried that other areas in Syria would be forced to do the same, which means that we will have at least 1 million children who are not vaccinated against 8 communicable diseases like polio, like measles, and that puts not only their lives at risk, but also risks the spread of diseases throughout the country.
But never mind the risks of polio and all these communicable diseases, how about food? I mean, do you have any detail on how many meals people are eating a day, not just in Idlib, but around the country? What's the general humanitarian status there, please?
I mean, we have more than 2 million children throughout the country that continue to be out of reach. They live in areas that are either under siege or in areas where conflict has been the heaviest. So it is very difficult to answer your question, really, because we do not have regular access to families and children in areas where the conflict has been the heaviest. And this is precisely why we need more access. It's beyond the delivery of the really much, much needed humanitarian supplies, including food, but also medicine, vaccination and other essentials.
So with that in mind, and bearing in mind the recent delivery to somewhere like Daraya, which contained very little food, as I understand it, would UNICEF support a call for airdrops?
For us, the focus would be to get to children and deliver assistance in whichever means possible, really, on a regular basis, cross line, from across the borders, whichever way, so that we're able to deliver assistance. And like I said, our job is quite huge, because we continue to have more than 2 million children who are out of our reach.